My name is Nigel Booth, the reality coach, and today we have got a really, really interesting guest with us. And as you know, here on the Reality Check, we're always talking about the mind. We're always talking about how to make decisions, informed decisions, the best decisions for you. And we've also talked about how that connection between a healthy mind and a healthy body, and a healthy body and a healthy mind, is the best place to go. Today we've got Naeem Kamili with us. I've got to be honest with you guys, I've been practicing name for quite a while. Yeah, so I'm going to say it again, just in case I get it right again. Naeem Kamili. Now, Naeem has just come up from London today. Actually, he came up yesterday, didn't he?
Yesterday, yeah.
And he's going to tell us a lot. He's going to share his story. He's going to talk about how you can get fit. He's going to give you some examples and some tips about moving forward. But before we go over to Naeem, we're going to go over to the man in the chair, the captain in the chair. How's it going, my friend?
Yeah, doing good, thank you.
You had a good week?
Yeah, it's been good, actually. We've had the long weekend, didn't we? And I think none of our listeners will be surprised to know that I played a lot of disc golf. I walked 26 miles.
I was just about to say,
because I'm really proud of this. Yeah. I've mentioned it many times.
So during your disc golf, you've walked over the weekend 26 miles.
Yeah, played about five times, about 5 miles each.
Wow.
Set of 18 holes, and 51,000 steps.
So just so that, you know, for everybody that's listening, we know we talk about it every week, disc golf.
Not every week, but, you know, most weeks.
Every week. and where in Northampton can they go and do this? I know that you're...
Yeah, so, I play with a group of people in Milton Keynes. We play in Campbell Park, but you can kind of play anywhere, really, where there's trees and woodland. So, yeah, I kind of... I've been out in the race course and Abington Park and stuff, but I haven't actually created... There's no official sort of course.
Maybe what we should do is put a bit of a challenge out there to all of our listeners on the Revolution Radio who is going to set up locally a disc golf course.
Well, yeah, I think the challenge would be for people to have even heard of disc golf, which is, you know, most people haven't even heard of it. So that's why I'm trying to get the word out there.
It's pretty niche, mate. Pretty niche.
I mean, it's like golf, but it's frisbee golf.
Oh, it is.
It's like exactly the same as golf, but you play with frisbees instead of golf balls and bats.
Yeah.
No, clubs.
Yeah, but
you can tell I don't play golf. I don't play actual golf. Just play disc golf.
Anyway, moving on. Naeem, welcome to the Reality Check, my friend. How are you today?
I'm relaxed, very relaxed, my friend. And going off of what we were speaking about earlier on, just excited to get into it for these guys.
Excellent. So as we've said, you know, the Reality Check is about sort of giving people an inside story of not just yourself, but, you know, what they can do.
Yeah.
Now, you're into fitness.
Yes.
In a big way.
Yeah, we'll describe it as that.
So how long have you been into fitness?
I'd say from around the age of 15, so probably about 13 years now.
Okay, what actually got you into it then?
So again, my own little, no play on words here, but my own little reality check actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been about 14 or 15, and I was actually at the doctor's, and I had very bad asthma. So they were like to me, look, if you carry on the way that you are, you're almost going to be slightly overweight. And I guess when you're younger, everyone's so fixated on stuff like that. It's like, I didn't even hear like you're almost going to be, or that you're going to potentially be slightly overweight. I'd already heard you're overweight. So from there, it was just copious amounts of things like green tea, training at home, consistently just getting like everything in that was home-based to train just at home. And of course, the person now who I am, looking at the younger version of me, I would have been like, there were so many better ways that you could have done that.
Wow.
But that comes with time and knowledge.
Naeem, fitness instructor. Now, you're into fitness hugely.
Yes.
So what is it that is your normal weekly sort of routine of keeping fit?
Okay, so it's quite interesting. So as well as being a PT, I'm an online coach myself.
Okay.
And I get coached by someone else online as well, who's actually based up in Nottingham. So when I wanted to learn more about personal training in general and the conduct and the quality that I wanted to bring to people, I learned from people who were way, way further in the industry.
Okay.
And then now I've kind of taken that on to just learn and do more for the clients around me. So it's taken me into a different headspace. I was very focused on things like boxing, Thai boxing, and I was all about performance. Whereas now we're going down the extreme aesthetics. So getting ready for my first fitness shoot ever, going to see a six pack for the first time ever. Yeah, because I don't care about that stuff at all. But it's getting into that head of, this isn't about ego. This is, if I can achieve this, then I can take people there in a more concise and easier way.
Mm. I think that's really important as well, isn't it? Because quite a lot of the time with any form of coaching, there's always that question like, well, have you done it?
Yeah.
And how can you tell me how to do something if you haven't done it yourself? Sure. So almost, even if it's not important to you, that image is going to be important to your customers,
to people that you're talking to,
clients.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Well, I suppose it's got to be fair to say, isn't it, that like, you know, if you want to get fit and you want to get strong and you want to look the best you can,
yeah,
because that's one of the biggest hurdles that people have to get over, is actually getting the mindset to actually say, I want to be the best version of me.
Yeah.
Whether that is physically, whether it's emotionally, whether it is from a business point of view. And I think a lot of people have that mindset that actually is restrictive to even thinking that.
For sure.
You know, so it's so you're fit and you're strong and you're going to do your first shoot. What does that entail?
So what, as in like the journey so far? I guess it's been a whole mindset shift for me. I think, you know, when people look at where I am with my health and fitness, they don't feel like they can relate. And all I want to say is that we have very similar problems to anyone in their fitness journeys. It's just we resolve them quicker and that's it.
Okay.
So one thing for me was reframing the whole thing of me going into the gym. Was it, oh, you're going to work, or is this a place in which you're now trying to better your physique, your health, everything going forwards? And so I had to reframe that, because every time I felt like I was in the gym, I felt like I was working, because I spend most of my time in the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to talk to myself and be like, no, this is an hour for you. This is an hour for you to be better than you was, you know, a day ago. It's your opportunity to push beyond that boundary. So that's been a big thing. Food, seriously controlled, and consistent check-ins with my coach is keeping me on point. He is.
Yeah. And I think that it's really important. I'm loving what you're doing. And I think it is so sort of connected with what we're trying to do here on the Reality Check, and getting people into that frame of mind of saying, I can do this.
Yeah, for sure.
What can I do? Where can I go? And how good can I actually be?
Yeah. Sometimes it starts with a question, and this is quite a deep question in the sense of, you have to ask yourself, what is the cost of you not doing what you know you should be doing? And when that pops up to you, it's like, okay, so if I choose to stay here, you know, for another 5 years, how do I feel? I'm already terribly upset about this. Well, then times that by five, and that's your potential future. Or we go, I know this is going to be difficult, but what stands to be, you know, past that gate that I don't want to go through is a much better 5 years.
You know, there's an amazing saying, and I want to come back to this in a short while, but the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single footstep.
100%.
And I think that first footstep in anything that we do can be really, really, really difficult for people. That first footstep, it sounds easy when you say it. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single footstep, and it's the same with everything.
Yeah.
Whether we're changing, you know, your job, your relationship, your fitness level, the way that you think. It almost appears that that first step is really, really difficult.
For sure.
Do you get that within the fitness industry too?
Definitely. I feel as if a lot of the people that I do speak to who aren't already working with myself, or, you know, beginners in that sense, are so focused on, you know, the 1,000. They're always focused on the peak.
Yeah, yeah.
And people don't actually focus on that first step. Because we're always looking at, okay, that's the end result, that's the end goal. These are all the different types of things I have to do, but break that down and go, okay, what is one thing that I could improve that could improve me right now? My sleep is terrible. Mm-hmm. Let's start to work on that. What kind of habits do you have around sleep? Well, I'm always on my phone right before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always in a noisy area as I'm trying to sleep. The lights are super, super bright as I'm trying. Like, it's really, really simple stuff like that, where I've had to come down to the nitty gritty of things and had to buy myself a new mattress, for instance.
Wow.
Do you see what I mean? Yeah. Just like, it doesn't have to be like the end result is a collage of all your positive actions.
Mm.
Yeah, and you get there.
Yeah.
But the people who are just so focused on that peak, focus on your steps, because it is like every journey is made of multiple steps. Step one, step two, step three, step four. And you'll look back and you'll be like, wow, that's who I used to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
That's I suppose every little, everything that you do towards that goal is, no matter how small, is putting you closer towards that goal.
Even when you fail.
Yeah.
Because even when you fail, you then understand that you can do things a lot better. And then
You adjust course or whatever.
You go back two steps, but then you now take five steps forwards because you're like, I now know how I could do that far more effectively for me. That's even happened in the fitness journey I was talking to you about with my coach. There's times where I've tried techniques with my food. I'm quite a busy person. I model outside of this. And I have to kind of figure out like, what techniques work for Naeem? Oh, that didn't go so well, but that's fine because the next time that happens, I'm going to manage that so much better. And that's that. I've proved that again and again and again.
So for those people that are out there that are listening to this, and you know, because I think most of us have got something in our heads that say, I could be a little bit fitter, I could be a little bit stronger, I could be a little bit more flexible. And it doesn't matter what age we are for that, is it? You can't be too young. I suppose we've also got to say, though, when you are young, we don't want to be getting younger people into weight training until their bodies have developed. Is that right?
So it's a bit of a tricky one because there's so many like mixed opinions on resistance training with young adults, like kids in general, about like stunting growth and certain things like that. And I think like the general consensus that I've seen so far is that it's not something we should shy away from, but we do need to be quite careful in regards to how much resistance we're putting on children, because them learning the basic functional movements is very, very important. And if they can do that with a tiny bit of weight, fantastic. But we just need to manage it just a little bit better.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm actually finding this a fascinating conversation, really. You know, and it's quite interesting because we can go from quite a funny section of this.
Yeah.
And then you change into this real knowledgeable, serious guy that is going to sort of enable people to sort of be the difference that is required for them.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you a little bit about, because you're coming over and I'm sure that all of our listeners are going to be going, wow, you can almost feel the energy off you.
Appreciate it.
You know,
thank
very,
you.
Very positive. And I really, really love that. But I'm also making an assumption that it's not always been like this.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it's a normal journey through life. We have our peaks and our troughs. And I feel as if, you know, the person that I was when I was younger, I've always said to myself as I've gone through, the person that I want to be when I'm older is someone that my younger self could look up to. And I feel like I'm achieving that as I'm going forwards. But there were times where I wasn't good at speaking. Mm-hmm. So I had to watch other people speak. There were times where, it was mainly just around speaking, to be honest with you. The whole fitness thing, as I told you, as I started, I was obviously nowhere near where I am now. And I guess from the mental aspect of things, the people that I've had in my life, the people that I've brought into my circle have also changed how I perceive things. I guess to the point that now I've come to this point where it's like, if something is challenging me, I'm not scared. And I always ask myself, who will I become when this is no longer a problem to me? And that's in everything. Like if I want to get really deep with you here, you know, my grandma passed last year. And I was juggling trying to move to London. I was juggling trying to manage a business that I knew eventually would have to get ready to transition to London, which means that I lose money, but my bills, of course, because it's London. like up here now, right? And obviously the emotional challenge of seeing someone with dementia no longer become themselves. That was very, very challenging to spin all of those plates. And I remember taking that deep breath in because I was renovating our house as well. So I sorted that out. And I was like, who do I need to be? Who do I become when this is no longer a problem? When this is no longer a problem, who do I stand to be at the end of that? And it was the person that I was proud of, who I wanted to be when I was younger. Someone who could make decisions.
Yeah.
Someone who could respond and act fast and look after not just myself, but everyone else in the family.
That's an incredible mindset. Where does that come from?
I'd love to know. But I think with investing into my business coach, there was always kind of things and teachings around that. So it was, you're going to go through really tough periods in your business, but who do you need to be to solve that problem and then grow beyond that? And then I took that in, because this is the thing about the gym as well. This is the thing about health and fitness. These things aren't just used for that specific area of your life. It's a seed that can then be used in other areas of your life, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's one of the things that I really sort of think that we should be doing is pushing people then to start something. So there are going to be lots of our listeners out there that, you know, and it's great to hear that you've not always been on your peak.
Yeah, of course. You know, because I'm still never there. You know, we're never there.
Absolutely. Mm. And it's also good to hear that you are still going through. It's the same for myself. All of us that are in these positions of trying to support others.
Yeah.
We ain't got it yet. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think we'll ever get it. Mm-hmm. And we consistently need that support and the guidance for us to be the best version of us so that we can pay it forward to other people.
Yeah.
So what would be one of the things that you'd be saying to our listeners that are thinking they're saying, oh, right, I think I could, because you talked about a six pack. Yeah. You talked about actually modeling.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a number of things here that is going to be triggering off on people's minds out there saying, okay, I want to be a bit fitter.
Yeah.
I want to be a model. I feel I could do this. Just quickly and briefly, what would be the first tip you'd say to them right here now about getting fit? What would you say?
Embrace the journey. The goal will always come when you take your first step, is what I'd like to say.
Wow. And again, that just goes back to what we were saying earlier, that, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single footstep. That is absolutely fantastic. And we've got Naeem Chameleon with us today.
Beautiful execution.
There we go. Been struggling with his name all the show, but there you go. We got it right. First, I want to say thank you so much for coming up from London to talk to us back here in your hometown, which is great. Yeah. You know, it really is good. Something that I'm really intrigued with is, because I know that you've got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I know you coach people, and I know you've got sites that people can go and visit. So if people want to get in touch with you, or they want to have your advice, or they want to be coached by you, how would they go about that?
I would say the easiest spots really to get in contact with me would be my Instagram, which is nk.mindfitnessandhealth.
Sorry, can you say that again, just so everybody can hear it?
Yeah, so that would be nk.mindfitnesshealth.
Mind fitness, okay.
And it's pretty much that over every form of social media. So I'm on Facebook, TikTok, and what's the last one?
Twitter? YouTube?
I'm actually not. YouTube. Yeah, I'm on YouTube.
There we go.
Chilling. I've got a website as well. So that's www.nkmfh.co.uk. So those things there are like the easiest ways to get in contact with myself.
Excellent. Now, there is something that I did want to talk to you about, which is about you physically, because you're going to do this fitness shoot.
Yeah.
How hard is it to get a six pack? Because I know there's going to be lots of guys out there.
Yeah.
Because, and then, I've got to be very honest with you, I would love a six pack, but not to be able to go, you know, a bit long in the tooth to be going down the beach showing it off. But, you know, it's got to be that indicator of not just of fitness, but also of eating and body fat,
etc.
Discipline. How hard is it to get a six pack?
It depends on your starting point. And I'm going to give you a really crappy, like, fitness answer, which is like, oh, it depends. A, depends on your starting point. B, will depend on your genetics. Some people hold body fat around their core way more than they do everywhere else.
Okay.
For a lot of us, that tends to be the thing. I lose it on my arms, my neck, my face way before it comes off of my core. I would say, depending on your support network, and that doesn't even mean just coaching, but can you have an honest conversation with the people that you live in the house and say, look, sweetheart, I'm on this journey right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's sweet stuff here, I'm going to tear through it. Can we do something about that? Will you support me with this? And that's what I would determine. So it's, what do those factors look like would determine how easy it is for someone to get a six pack, if that's what they were going for.
And I think the point of what you've just come up with, I actually find that for most people, it's one of the biggest barriers. It's when even when you've got your mindset, you've understood the value of why you're doing it, you've got the determination, the energy, the time to do it. There is always those people that are kind of used to you not being that person.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that keeps people bringing in the sweet stuff or sitting in front of the TV, and we almost come codependent with it, don't we?
For sure. It calls a lot of people into question as well. So it's like, when you do something different to what everyone's used to seeing you doing, everyone's like, well, what's going on with me? Am I okay? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People start to ask questions like that. So they're like, the easiest way for them to solve that is to try and bring you back, and not in a malicious way, but bring you back to kind of like, ah, that's neutral, that's neutrality, that's the status quo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're trying to do something different. So then they start to go, well, there might be space for me to do something. I'm not too sure about that one, but you're just further ahead in your decision making than they are. Yeah.
That's a really interesting point, actually, because you see that all the time. Whenever you try and do anything new, you're going to have those people that support you and those that perhaps it's not coming from a place that they don't want you to do well. It's coming from a place where they haven't dealt with something themselves.
For sure.
It's like you view someone's ability, like someone says, oh, I'm going to get a six pack and go and do all this exercise. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, then that person feels attacked because they're like, oh, well, you think you're better than me. And it's some sort of inner narrative, which is not productive for them or the other person. True.
I feel like sometimes people will define you by their limits and not yours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's the key thing is that it's, like I say to you, not always malicious, but if they can only see like this is their roof, like that's their ceiling, but really your ceilings, they're not going to vibe with that at all.
Well, you know, I've got to be honest with you. I'm sitting here wondering whether or not we should give some of our listeners a challenge, and sort of let us know how it's going. What kind of challenge to start somebody off that they're not going to injure themselves, etc., etc. Have you got a quick challenge they could have?
I want them to make time, and what I mean by that is I want you to try and take just 2 hours out of your week. Just trying to do something or focus on something that's improving you. Mm. And that may be taking some time away from things that are stressing you out. Maybe listening to your favorite music. Maybe doing some arts and crafts. But I want you to do something that makes you feel intrinsically and inside great.
There you go. Your challenge for this week. 2 hours. We want to hear back from you. And until then, we will see you next week. Naeem, thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
See you soon.